The Chosen One by Tony Noland. From a distant planet they came to Earth, scanning every one of humanity's 3 billion minds. Men and women, from the cradle to the deathbed, every member of every race in every city, hamlet, and forsaken wilderness was logged and evaluated. In their silent, invisible isolation, they tested us for intelligence, cleverness, empathy, creativity, aggression, self-awareness, passion, and 100 other traits. They needed a person with exactly the right balance of qualities, and they didn't find one. Their need was great, however, so they waited. Under their gaze for 3 centuries, we lived and died, fighting our wars and making our pacts, increasing our numbers from 3 billion to 7, 11, 15. They waited and scanned, waited and scanned, and they chose me. When I was born, I was put on a list of possibles, with all the others who had scanned results like mine. We were less than 9 million individuals among all of Earth's billions, and from that moment, they watched my mind develop. 13 years later, I killed a man to protect my sister, and they moved me up to the list of probables, 1 of 40,000. When my wife of 11 months died in a fire, our absentee landlord set to get some insurance money, my tiny son lived for only 7 hours after I cut him from her still smoking belly. And they moved me up to the final list of confirmed, the list with only 2 other names. I found all this out later. For what they wanted done, they needed a perfect match, the very best. They captured all 3 of us for the final testing, the Brazilian, the American, and me. The Brazilian looked like a tough bastard, scarred and tattooed, missing the ring finger of his left hand. The American was a hard kind of pretty, medium height, blonde hair, small breasts, and wide hips. I don't know what either of them thought of me. I didn't ask. The silver-blue walls disappeared, and the voices told us they'd been searching for the right person for a long time, and that we were all going to be sent on a job. The Brazilian and the American eyed each other, and me, suspiciously. I didn't waste time with looks or questions. I leapt at the Brazilian and jabbed a hand into his neck, crushing his windpipe. His reaction time was good, although not good enough. His uppercut caught me in the jaw, but he was already as good as dead. I rode out the force of his punch to flip backwards towards the American. She was in a fighting stance, and I landed with my arms deliberately flailing. She fell for it. Her right hand felt like a piece of rebar as it came in hard to break my collarbone, as I expected. She looked like someone who fought to disable, not kill. I shifted my stance to let my shoulder take the hit, and I elbowed her in the right breast. She hunched up, and I killed her with the palm of my hand, brought down hard on the back of her neck. A short fight with me still standing. It's my favorite kind. My jaw and shoulder hurt, but everything still worked. I turned to face my host. The human-shaped mask it was wearing looked puzzled. It waved a hand at the pretty corpse and the choking, clutching man on the floor. "Why did you do this?" it asked. "They weren't paying attention, were they?" I said. "You said you'd been searching for the right person. Person, singular, and that meant that 2 of us were the wrong person." "And if that had been simply an error in translation," it said. I shrugged. "It doesn't seem likely that you'd make a mistake like that," I said. The being looked through the wall to where 4 more of them stood. A discussion took place, just like so many of the job interviews I'd been through with people who had a tricky job that they needed done thoroughly. The last list now had only 1 name on it, and they chose me. For more poetry, prose, and fiction, visit www.tonynoland.com.